I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Lebanon quickly joined the fight between Iran, Israel, and the U.S. this week, courtesy of Hezbollah. Nuna of Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says,
"We're just glued on our TV seeing what is the government doing, what is Hezbollah doing, what is Israel doing. It's like the whole thing has escalated in a way that we did not expect."
Israel added Beirut to its hit list following attacks from Iranian-backed Hezbollah. As thousands of people fled the strike zones, Lebanon's government sought to distance itself.
We had an emergency cabinet meeting, and the whole cabinet decided to name Hezbollah as a terrorist organization that is not affiliated to the government. So this is very important, because this might create a civil war.
Pray for believers as they coordinate responses. Then, an Iranian news agency says that more than 1,330 men, women, and children in Iran have lost their lives since the United States and Israel attacked on February 28. Yet many Iranian expats celebrate the larger picture of the conflict. Denise Godwin from International Media Ministries explains.
I know from talking to Iranians, this is their desire to have the Persia of the past that had an open door for you to keep your own religion, to choose to explore different ways of having a career.
Ancient Persia was a safe haven for the Jewish people. IMM's upcoming film series, Esther, Queen of Hope, retells the biblical story with an Iranian cast. It has sharp contrasts with today's events, where the government of Iran, modern-day Persia, is bent on Israel's destruction. Pray that media will help people across the Middle East discover the true hope of Christ. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people like you. Join us here on our social media network, or find us on Amazon, Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.